Two more tortured Christians die in Eritrea. Religious freedom's getting curbed in Sri Lanka, and believers are getting their game face on for Super Bowl outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two more Christians have died in Eritrea's military-style confinement. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says that makes a total of three believers who have died in custody since October.
Eritrea denied that there are any Christians in prison at all. They refuse to acknowledge that they are persecuting evangelical Christians. The reason they're able to deny this is because none of these men and women have even been brought to trial.
Some 2,000 Eritrean Christians are believed to be jailed for the sole reason of their religious faith. The impact on the church, it's driven them deeper underground.
They're told that their brothers and sisters are praying for them and are concerned for them, and that brings encouragement to them. But contact with the international community is very, very dangerous for our brothers and sisters in Eritrea and has to be done extremely discreetly. Pray for those that are in prison. There are believers who are being tortured in some of the most inhumane ways. And so pray for them that they'll continue to hold firm in their faith and that God will really make himself real to them. And pray for their families as well. Many of them have no idea where their loved ones are, or even if they're still alive.
Meanwhile, if a new bill is passed in Sri Lanka, Christians might think twice before helping the poor and needy. Compass Direct reports that the bill has been proposed to criminalize any acts of conversion or attempts to convert. Sri Lankan churches say that key sections of the bill are open to wide interpretation. If the bill is passed, legitimate religious activity or social action by faith-based groups could be penalized. Ask others to join you in prayer that the bill won't receive final approval. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bethany Christian Services has just introduced a new highly impactful opportunity for you to serve. Pam Harrington explains the new child aid program in Ethiopia.
The vision was to go into Ethiopia and make a significant impact across the board in children's services, and that means a continuum of services, everything from counseling, from helping children stay in their families, to helping with some microenterprise, some training, so that families can afford to keep their children in their home.
Bethany is most interested in helping children in extreme desperation, including the area's 16,000 orphans.
We can also help families adopt who are interested in really going that extra mile and providing a family for a child that would not otherwise have a family. And we see this as a real ministry.
The program in Ethiopia is young, but is in need of families that will sponsor Ethiopian families or consider adoption. Meanwhile, thousands of people are beginning to flock to Florida as the world prepares for the Super Bowl. However, a football game won't be the only battle. 110 people with sports fan outreach will be walking the streets around the stadium talking about life's most important question: where will you spend eternity? SFO's Bill Adams says the game is Sunday, but thousands are already gathering at festivities around the stadium.
There'll be 50,000 people down there Saturday, Sunday. There's going to be people just walking everywhere. By the time we get to Sunday afternoon, I think we will have talked to tens of thousands of people.
Adams is concerned that police officers will take the law into their own hands.
Someone will get irritated just by the gospel. They'll go and tell an officer, and then to eliminate the problem, they eliminate us, which is obviously against the law.
He's asking you to pray that won't happen and that hearts will be open to the gospel. And Bolivia is at the crossroad between socialism and civil war. Despite the uncertainty, E3 Partners is developing a network of Bolivian trainers to take the ministry nationwide. Working with church leaders from 55 congregations, the ministry team planted over 55 new churches and formed a network of 50 translators. Last year, along with five E3 mission trips, they trained 30 Bolivian trainers and began stockpiling Evangel Cubes and other materials for future evangelistic work. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, Missionary to the Russian World and Founder of the Ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.